Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, right now, normally, Jordan Mailata would be joining us. He is not joining us because the Eagles have a short week.
Right.
So he had to duck us. The call would have been sponsored. I'm just kidding, Jordan. I'm just kidding. Sort of. Not really. But I'm kidding. The call would have been sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. I imagine Jordan will be back with us next Tuesday at the very same time. I think the Twitter question leads well to this next subject we're going to talk about. So Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Here is the newest Twitter question, Ike, that Jack has proposed. If you could only choose one outcome, outcome one, the Phillies lose in three or four games in Los Angeles. That's outcome one. Outcome two, they force a game five but lose at Citizens Bank Park in game five. Which outcome would you choose? Losing in Los Angeles or forcing a game five and losing in Philadelphia?
I would choose force a game five and lose in Philadelphia.
That's what I would choose.
Yeah.
Give me the hope.
Yeah.
Sports is all about hope. So
you
hope is better than winning.
Fritzy, one more game at the bank. Come on, man.
Oh, don't let him in.
Hope feels better than
winning.
Honestly,
I need to get I'll give Elliot my credential on like Saturday. Energy hasn't been the same since Elliot has not been in the building.
We got to get him in the building.
Yeah, I need Elliot in the building.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think he ever thought he'd hear that.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer of the poll is? Would people
lose game five at home. And I'd say I'd go 64%.
60% want to lose in Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
It's such a sad Twitter poll.
You know what? I'm thinking about it this way.
Why? They just don't want to go to, like, what?
You don't have to go
it's
to
just
the game.
It's just the pain of losing at home again.
Yeah, oh. But for me, coming in on Thursday, if they win Wednesday night, I will say to myself, I will feel good. I'll say win tonight with Sanchez. Yeah. And then win with Sanchez, that gives me another day of feeling good. And then I'll feel good all Saturday. I'm going to feel bad when they lose no matter what. I just get three happier days if they force a game five.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, because that means they win Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it seems to be winding down, and it's always sad when it ends sooner than you expect it to. It's not over with yet, but the feeling today is that it's inevitable. But to get more games, to have that belief again, to fill the bank Saturday with the hopes of winning, I'm all for it.
So
speaking
of the bank, here is a quote from Nick Castellanos per The Athletic after the game. I don't know what the question was. Obviously, someone asked him about the booing that started happening right around the seventh inning, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense.
And sixth, seventh inning.
It was 4-0.
Yeah.
Yep.
The quote is, "The stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back, right? But when a game is not going good, it's wind in our face. So the environment can be with us and the environment can be against us."
Yeah.
Sounds
pretty accurate.
Yeah, I know people are mad about Castellanos saying this. I don't think he should.
I don't think it's him saying it.
As you said, it never works going against the fans.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, it must. I don't know how it. I was at the game. We were all at the game last night. And when people started booing, I would never shame anyone for booing. You want to boo, boo. You are not pleased. By all means, I'm 100% in support of booing if you are not happy. But when I was there, I thought to myself, eek. You know, here is a team that is, this is just how I felt.
Yeah.
A team that's fighting for their lives at this moment. This is not a time for me that is going to make them say, oh, we should go get a hit. They're trying to get a hit. And I just think about, obviously being an athlete is different than every other job. But most people, while they're doing their job, if you give them negative feedback while they're doing it, are not going to do it better. They're going to do it worse.
Yeah, tough cookie. Yeah, tough cookie.
I
don't care. No offense to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care that the fans boo. They deserve.
I don't care.
They deserve to boo.
I just don't think.
No, it doesn't help. I don't care that it doesn't help.
It doesn't help them. Yes,
I don't care if it doesn't help them.
I agree.
Because you know what does help them? When they go home at night.
Yes.
They look at their bank account.
Yes.
I guarantee they feel a lot better.
I agree.
They're okay. But those people that spent those outrageous prices to go to that game and to buy concessions and everything else and to be down there to support them, they're still dealing with it days, weeks, months afterwards.
And
upset by it.
I will give the crowd credit for this. When it turned around, they were as into it as they possibly could have been, even when they scored the first run.
And that's why, Spike, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's why, as an athlete, you can't take it to heart when these fans react the way that they do in the moment. Because those same fans going to be there to support you as soon as things turn around. You have to understand the psyche of the fan. They're not you.
Yeah.
They're not you.
They paid to be there while you got paid to be there.
Yes, you got paid to be there to do what you're doing, and you're well compensated, and you're going to be okay. Right? Like it's one of the worst things I think LeBron ever did. Was in Miami when they lost that series, and he talked about he's going to wake up the next day.
And the sun's going to rise.
Life is going to be great, but those people that are out there booing me and criticizing me, they got to wake up and deal with their lives the same way the reality sets in. An athlete couldn't have said anything worse than that in that moment to be disrespectful to fans. So I'm not doing this to pander to fans. What I'm saying is, as a former player who's been in this position for almost 20 years now, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. And I don't fault fans for reacting the way that they do. Sure, it's not helpful to the players in the moment. But I've also heard when the players have said being held accountable by this fan base does matter. Right? I've heard Jason Kelce speak about that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't realize it until you're not playing anymore. Cassidy is also doing a little poor me's there. With the way his situation has been handled by the fans because of the way he handled not being a platoon player. So he's speaking about that. His family is on Twitter, arguing on social media. So he's catching all of that too. Again, statement is accurate.
Yes.
it's accurate. I don't think he said anything wrong. He's absolutely right. Didn't need to say it in this moment. But more important, like you said, we were in there. It was 4-0. The first run, the first sign of life we got, that thing was reignited.
It was reignited. I was shocked. It was even the first hit. Kepler? I'm trying to remember. Was it Bohm, then Kepler? I can't even remember.
Well, Bohm let off the inning with the hit.
Yeah.
Right.
Immediately.
And then it was Kepler.
Well, you're talking about, Bohm was hitting fourth, so.
I'm trying to remember who did, I'm trying to remember the perspective. JT, that's what it was. It was JT.
And when it was 4-0, to the fans' credit, some people weren't leaving, but that place was still, I would say, 90%+ full.
Yes.
The end of the game.
Yeah.
We were still pretty full at the end of the game.
Yeah, I probably felt different on TV. I think TV, there's a lot of it felt tight in the ballpark. I thought early it felt tight, but I thought it mostly loosened up. I didn't feel like the players were getting caved in on.
Right.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
I guess I just understand it from every perspective. I understand why people booed. Again, pro-boo if you want to boo. But I also understand that the players, I don't think he should have said it, but the players feeling in the moment, like, come on. This doesn't make me want to.
I've been in NFC championship games when this happened. Yeah. I remember the Carolina game.
And fair to note, they scored a bunch of runs after we started booing. So maybe it did work. Yeah. Maybe it did. And 100%, 100%, booing the Duran intro was appropriate. I just want to let Duran know we weren't booing you. You did nothing wrong. It was the intro. The intro, three runs down, can't do it.
Even though the game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, I will say, awesome night hanging out with the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the game down there. It sucks, but listen, I'd rather go through it with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Have you had a couple? Is this drunk Ike?
Today?
Yeah, being nice to everybody? Oh, okay. All right. That sounds like something I would say. You know, that's a hat on spot.
I'm just saying, it was good.
It was a good time. Atmosphere.
Listen, we even had Tucker hanging with us.
We did. Seltzer out late at night.
Yes.
I know, yeah.
A couple of those, Seltzer will tell you, a couple of those runs scored, I lined up Seltzer's ass, smacked it really hard. Couple of times.
Kind of like, did you ever see that gif of the guy watching horse racing? You ever see the way he's like smacking himself?
Yeah.
Like he forgets he's a horse?
Yeah.
That was you to Seltzer.
It was that. Yeah. It was that. Yeah. What was the first one I said to him? I go, JT's going to sting one here. And he goes, all right. And JT hits it. I smack him. I told you. How did we not win that game? He's a man on second with nobody out. It's a gimme. All right. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Mike, I can just picture you like wanting to run out on the field and Duran comes in and hey, man, it's not you, really.
I felt so bad for him in the moment.
Yeah, we're doing the fact that you have to come in this part of the game. This is not the way it's supposed to go.
Yes. We all said, could you imagine the Duran intro in October in the playoffs? We did not imagine.
That's not the one we wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the one we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is so funny. How can you have a guy that almost single-handedly got the team back into the game and within a few pitches basically loses the game for him in Castellanos because he doesn't know how to read a bunt. He doesn't know how to read the defense, and he's slow as molasses. Yeah, he says it feels like he's running into the wind when the fans are against him. Yeah, dude, because you're slow. It looks like you're running into the wind all the time. And when you're playing in the outfield, it looks like you're in a dust storm. Like, dude.
And by the way, you could have threw out Freddie Freeman at second base.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Early in the game. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's got an attempt
the
there.
First of all, he probably should have been out at second base.
Yes.
Slim move.
But he wasn't. So we cut him a break there.
We have a dumb base running base team.
This has been frustrating. I've been back here for 2 years. This is the watching every game for these 2 years. And one of the defining characteristics of the Phillies the last 2 years is the dumbest base running team in history. Yeah.
And one through nine.
Yes.
It's not just one guy. It's all of them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. One quick thing.
Okay.
Jack, would you – so Stott's on first. There's one out. Do you have Stott steal before Bader even swings?
I thought about it.
Right? Because then all you're doing is trading Stott. Let's say Castellanos goes back to second and they throw Bryson Stott out at first. Then you're really just trading Stott at second for Castellanos at second, which is a win if Stott can get to second base. Because Stott scores on a single, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm trying to think. Was that Vezia at that point? So you're a little worried. I could be worried about not getting a good read off of a lefty, doesn't get a good jump, gets thrown out.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, and you had Marsh earlier get got picked off earlier, too.
Although, actually, Jeff. I didn't hate that.
Really?
Well,
oh, right, because it reset the
Schwarber
count for
two strikes on him.
Yeah, so you could just strike out the next inning.
Easy.
Yes. All right,
on the, so true. On the Twitter poll, while I want three more games with my favorite baseball team to be played, dude, just lose out there. I can't take
no.
What are we doing?
That was just loser energy.
Just lose out there.
Well, got a loser energy team right now. I hate to say it, but that's the way they're playing. And you could see it on Snell's face last night through the second time around the order. He knew he had them. There was one, I don't know what it was, a camera angle. He just had that little smirk on his face. Like, yeah, I got these guys.
Well, the one inning, I think it was the fifth or sixth, he threw five balls within the zone in like a 25-pitch inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 He had him. He had him. All right, man.
All right,
Joe. I'm out.
Yeah, it is a shame that it was a loss in the Lizardo perspective of it, too, because he was so good.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was.
The biggest start of his life. Definitely. He went in there, and after he battled around the first inning like he usually does, takes him a minute to... Once he settled in, he was great. Lizardo was great last night.
Yeah.
Seemed like he ran out of gas in the seventh, but he was great. Yeah.
And he was throwing hard for the majority of the night. What is it, 17 straight batters?
Yeah.
That's a difficult lineup to get through like that multiple times without giving up hits. You know, Freddie Freeman hit a hard ball earlier, and Casty was able to catch it.
Yeah.
Right? And so... It's amazing when those guys aren't having balls drop in somewhere that they hit. Because that lineup, every other guy that comes up, they're like, oh, Lord, now we got to deal with him.
Well, and even the guys that aren't the guys, right? You have the big guys, the top four. Then you have Kike Hernandez, who you're terrified of. You have Paez, who I've been terrified of the entire series.
Just hate the fact that his name is pronounced like that.
The only guy I don't worry about.
It looks like Pages.
Pages.
Yeah. The only guy I don't worry about is the ninth guy.
Rordvet. But they keep pinch hitting Will Smith for him in the fifth.
Well, so they don't think Will Smith can play a full game, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's
allegedly.
Why they do it.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Why?
Who else? Tommy Edman, who was just the NLCS MVP last year. It's all over the place. Yeah.
Annoying players. And they're smart. They're a smart baseball team.
Yeah.
And we were still right there with them.
That's the annoying
part. That's the thing. We were right there with them. And it was undoing of our own is why we didn't get the win.
In the end, yeah.
Yeah, in the end.
Yeah, for sure.
We had the opportunities.
Damn,
Bryce, man.
That's
all Bryce and Schwarber. That's all you think about. The clutch situations, and it was there for you.
The thing that worries me about how I've seen Bryce strike out is that he is missing, Schwarber too, they're missing fastballs in the middle of the plate. Whether they're letting them go or they're swinging and missing at them cleanly, the first two games of this series, they just have not... Schwarber's at-bats, you might as well put
they're
me
not
out
even,
there.
They're not even competitive.
No, and I wish he could channel 2024 Schwarber, because that's when the batting average went up. When
fewer home runs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he still hit 40-plus, right?
And
still hit 40-plus.
30-something.
Yeah.
Oh, and, did he only hit 38 last year? Mm-hmm.
But he hit almost 260.
Yeah, almost 260.
And we were saying all year
skinny
long.
Skinny Schwarber.
Yeah, we're saying all year long, oh, look, he's taking base hits when they're there.
Yeah.
We would have taken a base hit. You know,
yes.
At some
point. That's all we needed was more base hits. I didn't even think we needed a home run in any situation last night.
Give me a double in the gap. Give me a single.
Man, JT smashed that ball, man.
He did.
I thought we were going to win that game when Casty, he just poked his bat out there.
It's a vintage Casty.
Yeah. Yeah. And the final Trey at bat, I didn't know how far they had Freeman playing in the center. The entire right side of the infield was open. The entire right side of the infield. I want to go to Trey. You can do that, can't you? Can't you just poke it?
Yeah.
Poke it
over there. What is it? Drag bun it.
Yeah. Get it in that hole there.
Drag bun.
Come
on.
215-592-9494. Bobby in Buckingham. You're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Buckingham. Hey, Spike and Jack. How we doing today?
What's up, Bobby?
Bobby?
You know, Dodgers came in here. They took two games
Bobby,
from us.
Bobby,
Bobby.
Are you on speakerphone?
I'm on my headphones.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you just put the phone to your ear? I'll give you a dollar. Send it to you in the mail. There it is.
It might cost more.
Yeah, all right. There we go, Bobby.
So they came in here. They took two games from us. Do the Phillies feel the same way we do as fans? Like, we just got embarrassed. Why don't we go to L.A. and take two games from them, and let's take it to a game five? I mean, it's been a long season. What else do we have to lose?
I don't know how they feel. I don't know how they feel. When you see their comments, I think it was Trey who said, hey, we've won three games in a row before. Mm-hmm. And it was, who's flipped the script? Is that Bryce?
That's Bryce.
It's hard to tell whether they believe it or they're trying to talk themselves into it. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Is whether they believe they can go out. Winning two baseball games in Los Angeles is...
They just did it a month ago.
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, it's a good baseball team. It is within the realm of possibility that they can go to Los Angeles and win two baseball games.
Hey, if Freeman, and who was it he was talking to? The guy he said, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's Kike.
Yeah. If it was hard for them to believe, they came out here and got two.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Why can't we go out there and get two?
Flip the script.
Yeah.
Flip the script. Just,
in Hollywood, come on, man.
I feel you. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know if they believe it or not, Bobby. They should. I hope they do.
They played well out there the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's actually, by the numbers, like the most homer-friendly ballpark in baseball.
Right. Really?
Which is crazy.
Yeah, short porch?
No, it's generally been big, but for some reason it's changed this year.
That fence out there is a little, right?
Not really.
The right field fence, not the small fence? No. I'm thinking about the old stadium.
You're thinking of Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, they haven't hit a home run since game two of the Mets series in the postseason. Like, you got to start hitting some home runs and maybe going out there, a place where Schwarber had a three home run game. Harper had the big home run a month ago. Like,
well, who's pitching for them tomorrow?
Yamamoto. Who's the problem?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a huge problem.
Yeah.
If you could just get to Sanchez versus Glasnow, that's a win for the Phils. You got to win tomorrow. You got to win tomorrow.
Are we talking ourselves into it already?
Dude, they're going to take down Glasnow. That soft ass.
You gotta take down Yamamoto first,
which
right?
is a huge problem. Again,
yeah,
huge problem.
Well, and we will talk about what might make it a huger problem next as we talk about the starting situation for Game 3. That is coming up next.
That's a bonus.
Well, yeah.
I know, here we go.
We'll see. Yeah. Hold on. Do that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here doing the eulogy of Game 2 of the Phillies. But it ain't over till it's over, as a wise man once said. So we will stay up late. Game 3, hopefully we get a win, and then see what happens after that.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to be up late tomorrow.
Seeing your boy.
Mad.
Knowles.
I forgot about that, yes.
So Rob Thompson has decided to start Aaron Nola in Game 3 and piggyback him with Ranger Suarez, who would come in after Nola. Jack has said a few times that he believes they would like to get Knowles through the lineup twice in an optimal situation and then bring Ranger in.
That's it, Aaron. Two times through.
Why wouldn't they just start Ranger and hope that he gets through seven rather than doing...
He probably can't go seven.
I don't think he can get through seven.
Just because he's injured or...
If I had to guess. And I think they like this way because... Like, Nola's never pitched out of the bullpen before.
And Ranger has.
So it's maybe the most optimal way to get... Like, what's the best chance of them getting through seven? Nola and Ranger tomorrow or just Ranger?
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so if he can get through five and Ranger can give you two.
Yep.
Or three. Two.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Four and three would be great.
Yeah. What is our, now, the last Nola start was his best start of the year against the Twins. Mm-hmm. These are not the Twins. Want to be clear on that.
He did go eight shutty against the Mets.
Did he?
The two starts before that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the one good start,
then a couple bad ones, then the Twins start.
So 1-10, Jack, you first, confidence level in Knowles giving us four innings tomorrow.
This is going to work. So I'm about at seven. They're going to win tomorrow because everyone's down. Everyone's like, no shot. Why is Aaron Nola pitching? He's going to go out there and pitch well.
What are the odds that
he's allowing four runs in the first and we all are ready to find the Schuylkill?
Here's the truth.
Get through that first inning and he'll be all right.
Whether they win or not, Shohei Ohtani is hitting a 600-foot home run tomorrow night
without
in his first
question.
At-bat.
Without question.
So just everybody buckle in. It's a 9-inning game. There is no doubt.
Without question.
Ohtani is ripping one to the moon tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Herb, only have about 45 seconds for you, so you have to get it out quick.
Hi,
go ahead.
Okay.
Can't hear you, buddy.
I can't hear you.
You're distorted. I can't hear you.
I wanted to tell you.
I can't hear you, Herb.
I saw your father.
Can't
I'm
hear
right
you.
Here.
No, I can't hear you, Herb. I don't know what's wrong.
You only have
15 seconds left.
Oh, God.
Can't hear you. Sorry, Herb. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Charges?
What's up, Rios?
Did my guy like that?
Well, you know, every once in a while, people need to, whatever. We'll get to it later. Go ahead, Rios.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. So, first of all, y'all were talking about booze. Just real quick, man. If anybody heard about any booze, and booze is just, like, the Eagles got booed the first game this year at halftime, from what I remember, from how they were playing against the Cowboys. So if anybody mad at booze, that's like the time when I told you about that doll that I used to keep in the car in the military, that I would take that drone out and throw it right at somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
What that's dumb. But anyway, after all these years of them crapping the bed, this is what we get to see, that showcase. And if you're watching, like, you're wondering, and we know hope ain't a strategy. That's what I'm seeing, Bryce. I mean, the top three seems like they swinging off of hope. And Castellanos' hit is a proven point that, yo, just get back to ball. So that's, you know, seeing that and then looking at, like, almost like really seeing him, like, Bryce eyes, you know exactly what they're going to do. You know exactly what Schwarber, but mostly Bryce. And I put a lot of things, you know, on Bryce because I ain't seen no emotions from the top guys. I mean, like, shoot, Bo Jackson, break a bat. Do something because your guys, the back end guys are carrying you, man. They put stuff in. We were in there, man, and you know, he was dealt a platter. Two men on base, three-course meal. There's no way he couldn't even, if he even hit a home run, just get a hit, man. That's all we needed. And, I mean, I'm not big-time all over baseball, but I'm straight Philadelphia. And when Stout went for that bunt, I even noticed to myself, I'm like, hold on, we got the momentum.
Yeah.
And Stout, he be doing good like that, man. Our pitchers did what they had to do. It's just frustrating. It's very embarrassing. I don't know what y'all think about if, like let's just say with baseball, period, like, did people forget to just train a skill to know how to hit the ball in different parts of the field or try things like that, which make you a great professional or whatever it is? Like, that is very freaking frustrating. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just watching that yesterday, and when somebody – I'm sorry, but when somebody has, like Bryce as a leader, and this is just me, it's almost like somebody's leading you and everything's going down and you ain't seeing the leader got emotion. It's almost like who – why should I? You don't even care, bro. And this is big for you. Schwarber and Turner, they got their championships. So if whatever one somebody want to think, they could think. But you, man, like, what are you doing? It's just very frustrating that it's like, and I know sometimes people may think, yeah, well, you mostly speak on things with football. But in a competitive sport, man, don't you think some should round people up? Or even if he's like, this guy's hitting like, yo, you know, thank you. I'm having a rough time, but good, do something. Man, you got the dummy face, man. I don't like the dummy face. When you got the dummy face, I ain't got no confidence. There's no confidence. I'm looking right at the TV like, is it even worth me getting mad before I go to bed? The dummy face,
the dummy
dog,
face.
And that's what he got. And you know what? I don't care. I hope he's listening, man. Like, because I feel, you know, it don't even go that way.
Art's definitely listening today.
Bryce?
Yes.
No,
Sean.
Yeah, he should be listening,
what?
Man.
Yeah, he is.
He's listening on the free Odyssey app in L.A., you think? They're there already.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They left. Yeah. I'm talking about. Yeah, they left.
Well, they can listen anywhere, anytime on the free Odyssey app, Ike.
Yeah, they, like I said, it's frustrating. I can't even get mad just seeing how he is with the dummy face and
You know, you're going to get you going to get what you freaking deserve. And how I feel like at the end of the day, it's like, man, like Hurts and Bryce, man, come on, man. I can't, no matter what, how anybody feels with this guy, like, come on, man. Like, Bryce, this is you. Did the Nationals know something that we didn't know? I mean, like, come on, bro. What year was we in the World Series? 22? Yeah. Come on, man. Philadelphia 76ers, that we keep going backwards, losing in the backward rounds? What are we doing, man? Dummy face, man.
And we're getting further and further away from 22.
Yeah.
We're getting further and further away from 22.
Yeah. Let me just... If this ends the way we think it, that it could, and this ends in 3 or 4 in Los Angeles, and they go down, you know, there's not some giant Bryce moment or whatever, I just, enough with Bedlam at the Bank. Enough. I don't want to play the highlight on the show anymore.
Well, hold on now.
No, I'm, it's.
Fritz is going to always play that highlight.
Well, it was a long time.
It is. I'm with you.
You know, the last two postseasons.
It was
just
new memories.
Yeah, it was great. Great moment. It happened. But we, you know, not trying to get Eagles elitist here, but we used to be the city that celebrated the time we got there. Nobody thought we could. We lost anyway.
Right.
You know, the 93 Phillies and the Sixers and the
04 Eagles.
04 Eagles.
Yeah, leave us out.
Yeah, well, people didn't look too fondly upon the end of that one. The way they,
right,
the way they did with
Iverson.
And the 93 Phillies. It's just... You are the with expectations comes pressure, and that's where they are right now. So it was a nice moment, but look, we can look at it as a great Philadelphia moment, whatever. But we can't say that we know he can do it because he did it there. That part of it to me will be over. You have
well,
to do
certainly
it again.
Doesn't carry as much weight.
No, you
anymore.
Have to do it again.
Yeah.
You have to do it again. You have to do it again. It can't just be the 1 year. So.
Hey, one more thing, man, and which kind of add to me being a little pissed off. It's a little funny. My buddy, who's from L.A., I haven't talked to in about almost a year. I get a text after, why they were winning. I get some double eye text, and then I get somebody quit walking. You know
oh,
what I'm
no.
saying? He threw a gift for somebody crip walk. Man, I was so mad. But anyway, gentlemen, God bless. Take care.
I don't think I only have one LA Dodger friend that will be annoying if they win.
I don't think I know any Dodger fans.
You know Met fans are waiting.
Oh yeah.
They're waiting.
Misery loves company.
Yeah,
no doubt.
They're not gonna do it early. But
they're gonna wait till the coffin is till the nail is in the coffin.
And just if you haven't heard from one of your friends, you know that you only played 3 more games than us.
Yep.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
That is true.
What do we think their mindset is going into this? Do you think that they think they can win the series?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I just kind of think they feel like they might have lost the touch or lost the feel.
They blew their opportunities.
Well, yeah.
I mean, at least if I'm in their shoes and I have doubt that we can go out here and win. I would imagine that doubt would come from, dude, we had several opportunities to win at least one game here, if not two. We blew it. Now we got to go out there and win two. That's where having a tunnel vision comes in at. And listen, they're going to wallow in it today. It hurt last night. They flew out there 5.5 hours. But those were two competitive games. And in other words, I don't think the Phillies feel like they can't compete with the Dodgers.
No.
I don't feel like they've been outclassed in these two games. They just get a Dodgers credit. They've come up with the timely hits and when they needed to. But we've said it, if the three at the top of the lineup do what they're supposed to do, that's what's going to give you a chance to win. Those are the only ones who haven't really contributed. Trey, a little bit. Bryce and Kyle Schwarber, pretty much nothing. They've contributed. But the pitching has been there. Again, if Nola doesn't go out there and implode early, you can find yourself in another close game
late. I just
a one-run game late. Now, trying to win three games, they can't think that way.
No, they just have to win Wednesday.
They just have to win the one game, yes.
Winning,
win the one game.
Winning one game three times is a lot easier than winning three games in a row, as crazy as that sounds. Yep. I hope they're not ready to just pack it in.
Yeah, I didn't love the vibe post game last night. It felt like a season ending type locker room.
Well,
and it's not over. I know.
I guess
I would have liked a bit more of we're gonna put our bootstraps on and go out to LA and take care of business. It felt a little defeatist for me.
Well, Bryce said you got to win three.
Yeah, I know. He did flip the script, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But a little defeatist for me.
That's why I hope he's listening today.
Yeah. Well, they need a moment. They need a moment to where it's like, that's it. Like, there's something to believe in. And obviously, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but like, it comes down to those two. Like, if Schwarber and Harper go out there, go nuts, you know, and do their jobs, I think everyone can start believing again.
Yeah. Back-to-back homers.
You almost did a home run early in the game.
Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schwarber early.
Wow. Yeah, it got to the track. He's not game Austin one. Hayes.
I know.
I'm not giving Schwarber credit for getting it to the track. No. I would throw a parade.
But, I agree.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Hunter in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Hunter.
What's up, Hunter?
So the approach that the Phillies have taken, I think the first two games, has been pretty bad, right? I mean, starting pitching with the Dodgers is strong.
Yep.
So the whole strategy has been to get to the bullpen. But why aren't they extending at-bats? So if you look at the first inning last night, Schwarbs, first inning, swings at the first pitch, flies out. Boom. Same thing, ground out. Harper in the fourth inning, second pitch, ground out. So these guys aren't extending their at-bats. It makes it too easy for the starting pitchers to get through the lineup. And even the second time through the lineup, these guys look clueless, right? So, I mean, and going to the lineup decisions that Topper's making, I mean, I don't understand why Kemp started that game.
Well, because they wanted a righty.
Yeah, I mean, you have Max Kepler, though. And you're starting a rookie over Max Kepler.
Because they wanted a righty. Yeah,
look good.
Yeah, I agree with you in your first point. But that involves the top of the lineup guys not being selfish.
Agreed.
Like going up there and being willing to get yourself into a two-strike count and foul balls off and maybe be willing to work a walk or it ends in a ground out or something like that and not chasing home runs is an unselfish way to play baseball. And quite frankly, the bottom half of the lineup does a much better job of doing those things than the top half of the lineup does. I agree with you totally. I was watching that thinking to myself, all I want to do is get Snell. If we could get Snell out after five innings, give us that. But the only way that's going to happen is if he has a 9-pitch at bat and a 12-pitch at bat or something like that. And the guys, and first of all, with Stott out of the lineup completely, you lose one guy who's going to do that. And it drives me nuts the top of the lineup guys don't do that. It drives me nuts. Schwarber is good for three or fewer pitches in almost every at bat. And Bryce is and Schwarber might not be a good enough hitter to do it. Bryce is. Mm-hmm. You're telling me Bryce can't go up there and just work him a little bit. Just work him. Trey should be able to do it too. Mm-hmm. And I think they are generally, that is a, given the circumstances, that is a selfish way. It is an egotist, maybe not selfish. It's an egotistical way to play baseball, thinking you can go up there and hit a home run instead of doing the right thing for everyone, and is to try to get Blake Snell to throw more pitches and more counts. That's one reason that Schwarber, I don't buy Schwarber as much as other people do, because he never does that. Mm-hmm. He never does it. He just waits for you to make a mistake, and he hits one 500 feet, and it's great when it happens. But when it doesn't, he looks hopeless. So I'm with you, Hunter.
Yeah. It's getting bad to the ball. I mean,
yep.
It's unreal.
Yep.
But hopefully we can turn it around. Still got a little bit of faith, but a lot of work to go.
Yes, sir. All right, Hunter.
A lot of work to go. Get one first.
I just don't want the season to be over. There's too many games. We watch too many freaking games to have the season be over this quickly.
I agree.
So many hours.
I know.
So many hours.
I know.
Fritz knows.
I know.
He's fully invested.
So many hours. You know, occasionally there's a Friday night game that I can maybe speed through because we don't have to talk about it the next day.
Right.
I'll think to myself, look, if there's one that I can sort of cheap a little bit here, it's the Friday night game. I'll speed through it on Saturday morning. Okay. Otherwise, I mean, just torturing myself with these games.
I know.
And they're going to lose in three to the Dodgers? They can't. It's not fair.
Well, one of the things while I was arguing with Elliot, my general point was it's a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
I understand right now it's frustrating. I'm saying, but this organization at some point will step away from the emotion that's filled into this season, into this playoff disappointment, and have to make a decision about how do you put the best team out there on the field next year. And we just said this is the best iteration of the baseball team they've had in this four-year run.
And fair to mention, they don't have Zach Wheeler. It happens, but they don't have Zach Wheeler either.
And so I don't know. Is it inconceivable to think that this team can go out there and win 95 games next year? Win this National League East again?
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, who on the team? I don't think it's unreasonable.
And tell me you wouldn't sign up for that and take your chances in the postseason again versus let's start over. Let's blow this thing up. We got to do something different.
Well, I mean, listen, that's what the Dodgers did forever. I mean, the Dodgers were just there. And then they finally broke through and won last year. I don't count 2020.
Yeah. No one does.
No one counts 2020. No. I mean, that's kind of baseball. It's just like you hope that you have the right mix. But that's kind of what you're saying. I mean, it's kind of like go win a ton of games, make the playoffs, and you hope you have the right mix. What sucks about this is that we felt like we had the right mix. Like the Bader injury kind of is not the reason they're losing.
But it still sucks, though. What a Bader injury and the Zach Wheeler injury, man.
Yeah, and Turner, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, Turner is still coming back from the hamstring. If he's full strength last night, maybe he beats that ball out, you know, or makes it a closer play and Freeman, you know, gets a little spooked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Bader thing sucks.
Yeah, I'm thinking about next year. Yeah, where does Aiden Miller play at?
Well,
he's playing shortstop.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be a shortstop.
I mean, where's he going to play up here next year? Is he going to play up here?
Probably not. I mean, he's going to start in Lehigh Valley.
Okay, Justin Crawford.
He's going to be your starting left fielder or right fielder.
Okay, so he'll be one of the corner outfielders.
Assuming they bring Bader back.
Yeah.
Right. I'm assuming we got to make Bader a priority.
Yeah, I would.
But that's going to take, he's going to opt out the 10 million mutual option. You got to give him a couple years, right?
2 years, 25 million.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to picture what the team looks like.
Well, then right field, we don't have any idea.
I think that's going to be Crawford.
Oh, so Marsh will be left field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or flip-flop.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He's got a strong enough arm to play right. Now, it's not the most power in the outfield, but, like, defensive-wise.
And you think Crawford has a chance to be up here from the beginning?
Yeah, I think he's the opening day left-fielder.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have
okay.
to. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to spend money on it. You don't sign like a Kepler.
Painter
is a disappointment if he's not in the opening day rotation.
Okay.
Yeah. And Aiden Miller's 2 years.
I think so.
Okay.
Then he can fully move on from Bone.
And he's.
So I was going to say, so either you're making Sosa the third baseman or you're bringing Bone back to play third
base. Or you sign somebody. Alex Bregman can opt out. You want to get another old guy?
Would die for Breggy.
Really?
How much is he going to cost you?
It's almost like you have to make a decision between Schwarber or Bregman.
Yes. But Bregman plays in the field.
Yeah. Also more injured.
Yeah.
And slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
But a winner.
And Bone's an above average defensive third
baseman. Exactly. Who could forget? So is Bregman, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually, won a Gold Glove.
Is cheaper though.
That's great for one more year.
That's all I'm saying.
Bregman's going to want 3 years.
Yeah, I just don't know. He got banged up this year.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think we'd have to make a decision between like Schwarber and him. It's like the moves they can make outside of Schwarber if they want to spend money elsewhere would be Tucker or Bregman.
Do you think that JT Realmuto...
He had a horrible second half of the year, but he's playing through an injury, and I think that probably was the reason why, but the Cubs are not re-signing him.
Do you think that JT Realmuto would have blocked the plate if we had already given him a contract?
Maybe.
He's back, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they're running it back to me.
Maybe without Castellanos.
Maybe without Castellanos.
And Thompson, you've planted the Thompson thing. The fact that I think there's 0% chance, but you don't think there's 0% chance.
Well, here's the thing. So, one, Bochy's out there.
I like the Bochy idea.
Second one, just putting it out there, is there's the Tennessee Vols head coach, Tony Vitello, is starting to get some looks at the major league level from like the Giants, just saying Bryce moved closer to him in Tennessee. So,
hold on.
Tony Vols?
No. We got to move Bryce further away from decision making.
Just letting you can think that. I don't know if they think that. And you want to talk about fiery? Like, he would be insane.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a fiery manager?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's interesting.
Well, it could make it interesting to talk to him.
Get him on the show every week?
Yes, I'm saying.
He's a great talker.
But he gets fired up.
Yeah, oh, my God.
How would he handle Philadelphia media?
I think he'd do great.
Book him for tomorrow. Get him on the phone.
Tony V?
Get him on the phone.
Can we at least wait till they eliminate it?
Yeah, you sound a little too giddy about Tony.
Book him for Monday.
If I know you like I think I know you,
yeah.
You will now go home and spend your night looking up like Tony V.
Of course I will. What's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do one today.
No, you got to do it.
No, but
also coming up next, as well as the top 5 at 5, when Jalen Hurts speaks, we will at least take the beginning of it because we want to hear if Elliot asked him the question about the meeting with him and AJ and Saquon. So
no, Elliot's going to AJ.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
I think it's better.
Advice from his counsel.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we'll carry the Jalen thing. We'll see if anybody asks, and then we'll find out from Elliot.
So my bad. So
top 5 at 5.
The best things that happened in the Phillies game last night. We were all together. That means
were we? We were all together for
we'll
a part
we'll
of it.
We'll get there. Okay. All right. Okay. Easy.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.